Hey, I'm talking with Jake and Christine Peters today. Let's just to start. If I'll do English, and if you want to do low German, just change back and forth if you want. Once more, Jake, when were you born?
March 15th, 1947.
Okay. And Christine?
April 13th, 1949.
1949. It's hard to get that up. Okay. And I didn't ask before Christine, but I'll get Jake first. Where were you born?
In Mexico, Venus Pietas.
Venus Pietas. Okay. And Christine, where were you born?
Mexico, Chihuahua.
Potemoc. Were you in Potemoc or were you on the colony?
On the colony.
Which one?
Friedensruh.
Right. Which colony is that?
Chihuahua.
Is that Manitoba Plon?
Yeah.
Okay. Who knows, huh?
Who knows?
Okay. Now, do you remember anything from your childhood?
A little bit, not all that much.
What are the first things you remember?
Oh, really, the first things I remember is we had horses and wagons, and you know, I fell off the wagon a lot of times.
Oh yeah, working out in the field and on the road,
hauling water to the door.
Now you were 9 years old. You would have been 9 years old by the time you left Mexico.
That's right.
So your memories should still be fairly good, I guess. Although you were quite young then.
No, 9 years.
You were 13 when you came.
9 when we first came.
The first time would have been you were 9. That was in 1956. Okay. Yeah. Did you go to school in Mexico?
I went a couple, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years or something.
You would have started, what, at age 6 or 7?
I think about age 6. All I know, when we left, I was still on the book I started, in the feeble.
Oh, in the feeble.
Mm-hmm.
You hadn't moved beyond that.
No.
That was, you were in the old colony schools? Or
that's right.
Were your parents over here?
Yeah.
Okay. Had they both been born in Mexico? Or?
No, my mom was born in Manitoba.
And what about Dad?
He was born in Mexico.
Okay. What was your dad's name?
David Peters.
David. Are you related to those Peters, like Taco Peters and those guys?
Yeah, I'm related to my cousins.
They're your cousins? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Is your father still alive?
No, he passed away the 1st of May this year.
This year, okay. And then I know who it is. Yes. Okay. They were living in Aylmer?
That's right.
Okay. And Christine, you're in Friedensruh. And when did you come to Ontario?
61.
So you would have been how old?
11. No. Yeah, 12.
No, let's see.
49 to 61 is 12.
12.
Yeah, okay, 12 years old. And you came and stayed right away?
Mm-hmm. I went back for a visit once, for 2 months.
Mm-hmm. But basically you stayed.
Yeah, we stayed.
You came with the parents?
Right.
Okay. Your parents, what are their names?
Peter Clausen.
Peter Clausen. Are they still living in Ontario?
Mm-hmm. They're living 2 miles from here.
Oh, in Langton, on the other side of Langton.
Close to Fairground.
Oh, what am I saying, Langton? Fairground, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hmm. What, did you go to school in Mexico too,
Christine? Mm-hmm. I think 4 years.
Okay, and also Okanishu.
Mm-hmm.
Did that school help? Any?
It helped me.
You can read and write?
I used to be able to write, but I forgot that.
You haven't done enough of it.
No.
And did you took a reckoner at the same time as well, like arithmetic?
Oh yeah.
So you can do a fair amount of that too.
I get along.
Yeah.
For myself.
For you too, Jake?
Well, I can figure things out for myself, yeah.
Did you go to school, either of you, in Canada here?
I went 2 winters.
Two winters?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Jake?
I think it one, I don't know, was it two or three winters I went, I'm not sure. Because we moved around. Sorry to say, just how much.
Where, what public schools? Whereabouts?
I went to Fairburn Public School.
Okay. I went to Vienna one winter, Fairburn one winter, and then one winter in Copenhagen there.
Let's go back to Mexico for a minute. I'll jump around a bit here. Can you give me any kind of a reason why your parents would have come to Canada? Did they ever say why they wanted to come this way?
I don't know. They never told me why. I guess I was too young to know.
Yeah. Were they fairly well off in Mexico, or did they have rough times?
I don't really know. I mean, we weren't rich, I know that. We got along, I think. But just like everybody else, I think they heard about greener grass and they were trying to see if they could get it.
They heard about it through other relatives and friends who were out
this
way?
Yeah, some of my dad's brothers had moved here already, a couple of them.
And did they were farming then all the time in Mexico? Could they have land or what?
Well, the first 6 or 7 years of my life, my dad farmed. And then the last couple of years there, he had a store.
In Venus Vegas?
Right.
Oh.
And then, well, we were here 2 years, and then we went back. And then we just did custom work for other people.
What kind
with,
of?
With tractors. We did,
like
we fixed,
farm?
Yeah. Plowed their fields and planted for them, stuff like that.
And they would hire you to do that work?
Right.
Was there a lot of work like that to be done? Or?
Well, we lived in amongst the Mexican village, and we were always busy.
Were you, did you do mostly for Mexicans, or?
That's right.
Not for Mennonites?
No.
Okay. So, Pinas Pretas is a Mexican village?
No, this, later on when we went back, we were in Providencia.
Oh, where's that?
That's on over at the mountains from the Mennonites.
Which way? Direction?
Well, for me, I guess it would be west, I don't know.
Okay. West of those colonies?
Yeah.
Okay. Quite a ways?
A few hours travel by truck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then they only stayed there a couple of years and didn't like it and then came back?
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about your folks, Christine? What, do you have a little bit there?
They were poor. Didn't have food to eat. That's the reason why they came here.
Yeah. They were in Sweden, so.
No, my parents, when I was 3 years old, they moved amongst the Spanish people.
Where?
And by Madeira.
Madeira? Where is that?
I don't know. We always went there by train, couple of times by truck, but always by back and forth by train. When I was 7 years old, they moved back into the Mennonites because they were going to get mutualists. That's the reason they had to move back. And Dad did costume work there. He had tractors.
Among the Mexicans?
Mm-hmm.
Was it quite a ways from the Mennonite?
We had to travel, I don't know, a couple of days, I think, by train.
By train? Oh, my.
I don't know exactly how long, but I know we were sleeping on the train a lot. Yeah.
Which direction would it be? North, south, east?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you can probably be able to track it down the map. Was that done a lot? Like your parents moved out among the Mexicans and yours did too. Was that done quite a bit that way? Or?
There were a couple of families there, but I don't know.
I think all over the Mennonites went out to these different villages, and a couple in this village, a couple in the other, you know, just spread themselves out and did custom work for the Mexican people.
The Mexicans needed that. They didn't have enough workers of their own?
That's right. And also, we find a lot of Mennonite. Excuse me. You find a lot of these Mennonite people go out as mechanics amongst the Mexicans because the Mexicans you know, didn't know enough about fixing tractors and that.
So they were very useful then to for the Mexicans to employ in many different ways. And probably they were probably good farmers as well, so that they would help with the crops and things.
That's right.
Okay, and your family couldn't make a go of it out there?
Mm-mm. And once we lived in Compass 60, mm-hmm. and they had a popsicle shop there, sort of like a small restaurant, tacos and stuff like that, but they still couldn't make.
Weren't enough people buying?
Yeah, a lot of people were buying, but that was not enough to keep the whole family going because we were 7 children and the mm-hmm. parents.
And the parents.
Yeah.
So it'd be a big family.
Yeah.
And so then they had heard about Ontario from other people?
Mm-hmm.
Was that talked about a lot out there?
I don't know. I was too small. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. But
we came here anyway. We like it here.
What year did you come here again?
61.
61, that was the first time. Okay. All right. Crossing over here, did were you Canadian citizens or something? Did you get in easily, or did you have to make papers then, or what happened?
We had to make papers. My dad was a Canadian citizen. He was born in Manitoba, and my mom was born in Mexico.
Oh. And so it was easy for him to get his citizenship back, at least to retain it. And then the rest of the family would then become under him then be
yeah.
sponsored. Did you have that done before you left Mexico, do you remember? Or?
No, we did it all on the way. We were on the close to a month on the way since we left Mexico until we arrived here. Close to a month.
Because of the papers?
Yeah, and slow traveling. Yeah.
They wouldn't let you come in, or where did it take all the time?
Well, first in Mexico to take out the visa and this and that. And then here, we didn't have money to cross this border, so my dad went to his dad to borrow $500, and that's how we, and then when we got here, that's how we got over. And
well, then you had some money to get in, and they let you just come in.
$500 to show just across the border.
Yeah.
Then
you came as visitors then, I guess, and then were able to make the papers. Or did you have papers already? Oh, you must have made them later, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If they require you to show $500.
No, we could have gone over, but Dad was scared because of we could have all gone under Dad, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
But Dad was too scared to take it, the rest of us. So he went here first for a couple of days and got money and came back mm-hmm. to the border and got us.
How did you travel? By truck? Or?
We had a van.
A van. Mm-hmm. What about you?
We travel by pickup.
How many in the van?
All the kids, however many there were at that time.
How many would they have been there? About?
7.
Well, let's see how many is born in Canada. Take 4 off the first time off, 11 would be 7.
Uh-huh.
And the second time would have been 9.
Oh, yeah. So that was full in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And but you didn't travel as long as Christine's family?
No. I think the first time, maybe somewhere between a week to 2 weeks, we took our time, and the second time, about a week, close to a week.
Yeah. Okay. What did your folks do when they came here, first of all? Where were they living? They set around Elmer area?
I think the first house we lived in after staying with relatives around the area for a while, we lived in Vienna. And then they worked for tobacco farmers.
Mm-hmm. And then they stayed around the Elmer area after that? Well, they went back in between, of course.
Well, the first 2 years we were here, we lived about a year in Vienna and then about a year down here by near the Sandhills, right? Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. And then you went back for 2 years and then came back where to then?
Then, well, we was down Port Rowan for a couple of months and then we moved to Elmer, and that's where we've stayed since.
Okay. And your family, Christine, where did they?
Well, we arrived here on a Sunday afternoon and some of our friends, they helped us so we could go to Frank Walls. They live on the Lakeshore Road. Lakeshore Road here. And we got a job there. I was 12, and Mom and Dad, we worked for 75 cents an hour. All three of us, we could start on Monday morning. And we lived in our van for, I don't know, we arrived, I think, in August. The tomatoes were almost over, so we went back. So we, Dad picked peaches, and I helped pack peaches, so did my mom. And we lived in the van for a while, and then we moved into one of their little houses they have on their property. And from there we went to Vineland to pick grapes. And from there, my parents moved back here. They moved into that house in Clear Creek. And but 3 years later, they bought it. And
they're still there?
No, that house is still theirs, but they bought a farm here now. Big one.
Just a little way down the road here.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, okay. So you started off working on food farms
mm-hmm.
and tobacco and tomatoes. How long were you in Vineland area?
Just for a month or a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Just
did you get in contact with other Mennonites there, like the GCs?
No.
Were you involved working then, Jake, in tobacco all the time too, or?
Well, just pulling suckers, yeah.
For the first 2 years that you were here?
Yeah, and then when we came back again, we did the same thing all over again.
And then helping with the harvesting of tobacco too?
Yeah. Until I got to be older, about 16, 17, I started on construction and I've stuck with that ever since.
Oh, what kind of construction did you start on?
Well, the first few years I worked on construction that built bridges.
Road construction.
Road construction. Okay. And then I was 10 years with another one that was road construction. It was more or less in sidewalks and curbs. And now the last 4 years I've been carpenter, I guess.
Okay. Now, you got married in 67. You met over here, or you met in Mexico, or where did you meet?
Well, our parents knew each other, but we had never seen each other. And like she said, my dad gave the money so they could come here, and then they come down to visit us, of course, and that's the first time we met.
That would have been in 61, I think.
Yeah.
Sometime shortly thereafter. Did it click then already? Or?
It wasn't good enough for him then.
About 2 years later when we headed off, and we've been going on a steady off and on all the time ever since then.
So that was 4 years of going on.
Yeah.
Now, where did you get married?
In Elmer in the EMMC church.
Okay, in 67. Why did you get married there? What was your connection there? On somewhere else? Were you attending there?
Well, after I became a Christian and I got baptized there, the old colony would not accept me, would not marry us, unless I joined their church, which I refused to do.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore, they would not marry us. And
no, they wanted to marry us, but you were supposed to ask for apology first
because
of the baptism.
Yeah, I was supposed to apologize that I had not come and been baptized there.
At their church.
Things like that. And,
Were you baptized?
In the Old Colony
Church.
Colony
Church. Now, when were you baptized, Jake? What year?
In 67.
Oh, the same.
But a month before we got married. Same with her.
Oh, but you were in the UMC Church and Christine was in the Old Colony then?
Yeah, this all happened,
But you had already been going out in the meantime.
I mean, seeing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had been courting for 4 years.
Right, but when Jay Grempel had the revival there in the spring of 67 or winter, say that, a lot of changes took place, eh?
In the EMMC church.
Right.
Yeah.
So this was all...
So that's when you were saved then.
Yeah. And that's why all this confusion coming there about getting married and all that.
Uh-huh.
Like her parents did not want her to get married there. when we finally did get married there, not her parents, neither brothers or sisters, nobody came to the wedding except a couple uncles.
But your family was there?
My whole family was there, yeah.
Were they attending the UMC church?
They had just started that winter, yeah.
Did they still attend up till now?
Yeah, most of them still attend, except for just a couple of them don't.
And your parents were then probably not happy with your marriage at all, huh?
No.
So probably are they still Old Colony?
Mm-hmm.
Your own dad now. You have I know your brother Isaac is Old Colony Fushte.
Mm-hmm.
Are others in the family also still with the Old Colony, or
they're all with the Old Colony?
They're all with the Old Colony. Mm-hmm. So you're the only one who isn't.
Mary and Jake too.
Well, they still call that their church, but Tina and Peter going to the Baptist church in Eden, and Mary and Jake, they're born again both. They go to a Baptist church in Glamis. It's up north by that hydro plant.
Oh, yeah.
But like they still have a membership in the Old Colony.
They're still considered members in the Old Colony church. At least their name is still on the list.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who married you?
Dave Friesen.
Dave Friesen.
It was the second wedding in that church.
Who was the first?
Dick Wheeler and Margaret Friesen.
Okay. Was it a big wedding? A lot of people there?
Well, we had the church full at that time.
Our list from gifts was 70, oh, I don't know,
50. No, it was.
Oh, a long list, you know,
could
the names.
150 or a couple hundred people left that time.
Okay. Now, had you been at weddings like that before? I mean, the style of wedding would be different, right, at the UMC?
Well, ours
was
different.
Ours was different, yeah. No, she wore a black dress, and I just had
an
ordinary
suit on. Yeah.
We had no bridesmaids or best men.
Not like they get all dolled up now.
No, way it was sort of like the Old Colony Sabbath.
But it was on a Saturday or something?
No, it was on a Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Okay. Well, had the Wheeler wedding, had that been similar, or was that different?
That was 2 weeks earlier on a Saturday, and that was, I guess she had a white dress on.
I see. Were there others afterwards, do you know, that also had black dresses on then, or...?
Can't remember anybody.
We're probably the only one in that church that wore the bride had a black dress on.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't care. I just wanted to get married and get away from home. That's all I wanted.
Oh yeah. Okay. Now then, once you got married, where did you live?
We moved to Kitchener.
Oh, right away then.
Yeah, because I was working there at the time.
And what outfit were you with? Was it carpentry or construction?
No, it was the road construction.
Okay. And how long have you been working there already before you got married?
2 or 3 years, I'm not sure. 2 years, I guess.
How come you went to Kitchener? Did you make connections there? Or what?
No, me and my dad went up there every once in a while to look for a job because there wasn't much work around Elmer. When I got a job there, just sort of stayed there.
And they kept you on in the... You were able to be steadily employed then with them.
Yeah.
Did your dad work up there then too at that time?
No, my dad never worked there.
Okay. And then you lived in Kitchener for how long?
Well, I have worked a total of 10 years there.
Okay, but you haven't lived there that long?
Yeah, my bachelor there the first few years.
The first few, what, 3 years, you say? So,
well, from 65 to 67.
2 years, about?
Yeah, 2 years, I guess.
And then 8 years that you lived there after your marriage, about?
Right.
Okay. When did you leave Kitchener then?
In the winter of, late fall, I guess you could say, early winter of 74. Okay.
74.
Right.
Late winter of 74, you left.
Late fall.
Late fall, December. I'm sorry.
December. In December of 74, oh, yeah. Okay. Put it there.
All right. And then you were able to have this job here on siding?
Well, I only got that in May of 75.
What did you do in the meantime?
Drew in a plow.
I see. Okay. Was your move this way related to the church over there?
No, I don't think so.
No? Why did you move then?
Well, we felt that bringing the children up in the city was not something that we liked very much.
So you picked this as a place then to
go right.
Country kind of thing. Now, is they're in public school here as well, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Is that very different from the city, the school here?
I don't know if it's that much different.
The children were only in the low grades out there, I don't know.
Johnny just went 2 years, didn't he?
1 year to kindergarten, grade one. No, he was in grade two when we came here.
He's the oldest.
Yeah, he's in.
So it was only a couple of years that they went to school there.
I see.
First couple of years.
So you were trying to sort of prevent something even before it started?
Well, see, my parents were on the farm and his parents were both, they were both on the farm. And then every time we came here for the weekend, the children, it came to the point they did not want to come home with us to Kitchener. Because, you know, just a small lawn, and that's where they had to stay all weekend. And so we just...
They liked the freedom out here and on the open. Yeah.
So they helped to make the decision then?
Yeah. We didn't really care for being tied up in the city either, so... We like the freedom too, you know.
Okay. Well, did you then, when you were in Aylmer, when you married and you moved right away to Kitchener?
That's right.
You already were there.
Yeah.
So you really never attended the Aylmer church much?
Well, just sort of on weekends, and then one winter we stayed in at Aylmer when I was laid off a couple of months. We went to Elmer Church at that time.
That was after you married?
Yeah.
So you would have been there maybe a year or so that you sort of on and off?
About that.
Were attending. Okay. So you weren't really involved in anything, you basically just attended the church?
That's
you
right.
You really didn't get a chance to do anything?
You were the usher once.
I was the usher once, a couple of months, that's it.
Oh yeah. Were you, had you attended the Old Colony Church before that though as well? Right.
Yeah, before 67 we did.
But not after we were married.
But not after you married.
No.
Yeah. When you came in 57, the church, the Old Colony, would have just started, yeah?
Mm-hmm. No, 57 they didn't have one yet, did they?
Well, 58, 57, just beginning, yeah?
No, as far as I know, they didn't have a church here at that time until we... Like we went back to Mexico in 59.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 58, I guess. And I guess it started at that time when we were back there. Because we received news that my dad's brother had been elected as preacher as well as my mom's brother.
Okay, yeah, that was 1960 when your uncle, Henry Peters, you're referring to, right?
Mm-hmm.